Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Laos sign 6 agreements in various fields, including defence cooperation and customs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses East Asia Summit in Vientiane, calls for strengthening cooperation in areas of cyber, maritime and space. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commends Army for its high standards of operational preparedness and capabilities. India expresses concern over deteriorating security situation in Lebanon. Japanese atomic bomb survivors group Nihon Hidankyo to get Nobel Peace Prize 2024. And Navratri celebrations in full swing across the country. India and Laos PDR today signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields, including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sonichai Sipandon in Vientiane. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met President Thongloun Sisulit in Vientiane. The two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Sonichai Sipandon regarding various areas of bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Modi also met Prime Minister of Thailand, Pettongtarn Shinawatra, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit. The two leaders discussed bilateral cooperation in a wide range of areas. India's ties with Thailand are an important pillar of India's Act East policy, which is marking a decade this year. Earlier speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said, peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. Terming terrorism as a serious challenge to global peace and security, the Prime Minister stressed that we will have to work together to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism. He said cooperation will also have to be strengthened in the areas of cyber, maritime and space. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. Briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Mazumdar, said Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that Myanmar should be engaged and should not be isolated.
Prime Minister emphasized that Myanmar should be engaged, Myanmar should not be isolated, and it is important to restore democracy in Myanmar, and that all countries should work together to achieve this.
After concluding his successful 2-day visit, Prime Minister Modi reached New Delhi this evening. India has dismissed reported claims made by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau regarding a significant discussion with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Vientiane, Laos PDR. According to official sources, no substantive talks occurred between the two leaders. India reiterated its concern over ongoing Khalistani activities on Canadian soil and called for decisive action against those involved in promoting violence, extremism and terrorism. Passengers of an Air India Express flight had a narrow escape today when the aeroplane developed a technical snag with its landing gear soon after getting airborne. The flight was going from Tiruchi to Sharjah with 154 passengers and crew. An emergency appeal was sent to Tiruchi Airport so that the aircraft could land. After 2 hours of flying and exhausting most of the fuel, the flight landed at the airport safely. Firefighters and ambulances were kept ready for any emergency situation. In Jammu and Kashmir, Umar Abdullah of National Conference today staked claim to form the government and handed over the letters of support from the Congress, CPIM, AAP and Independents to the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Later speaking to the media, he said he has requested the Lieutenant Governor to fix a date for the swearing-in ceremony so that the government can be formed in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has commended the Army for the high standard of operational preparedness and capabilities. He was virtually addressing the 2nd Army Commanders Conference in Gangtok, Sikkim. He said issues related to defence diplomacy, indigenisation, information warfare, defence infrastructure and force modernisation should always be contemplated in such a forum. Mr. Singh added, war preparedness should be a continuous phenomenon. Later in the afternoon, the Defence Minister virtually inaugurated the Prerna Sthal, a memorial dedicated to the 22 brave soldiers who tragically lost their lives during the glacial lake outburst flood in October last.
इस प्रेरणा स्थल ने उन जवानों की बहादुरी को इतिहास में हमेशा के लिए अंकित कर दिया जब तक यह स्थल रहेगा तब तक यह इस क्षेत्र के लोगों को हमारे जवानों के शौर्य से परिचित कराएगा उन्हें प्रेरणा देगा
In a tragic incident, two Indian Army Agniveers have lost their lives. The accident happened when they were undergoing training at Devlali Field Firing Range in Maharashtra. According to the Indian Army Agniveer Gunner Gohil Vishwaraj Singh of Rajkot, Gujarat, and Sekhar from West Bengal lost their lives in the line of duty. A court of inquiry has been initiated to determine the cause of the accident during field firing. The India Digital Agri Conference 2024 was organized in New Delhi today to explore the transformative potential of digital agriculture. The Agriculture Ministry said the conference aimed to foster knowledge exchange, showcase cutting-edge innovations, and encourage cross-sector collaboration. Secretary of the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, held a meeting with the Principal Secretary of the Tourism and Culture Department, Shiv Shekhar Shukla, in Bhopal today to discuss ways to promote film production and exhibition. Mr. Jaju said a central portal has been created to provide facilities for film production. He said that film production can be made easier by bringing these two portals together. Earlier, Mr. Jaju held a review meeting with the heads of various offices of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in Bhopal. The Department of Atomic Energy has installed the major atmospheric Cherenkov Experiment Observatory in Ladakh. A report.
MSC Cherenkov Telescope is installed at Halne in eastern Ladakh, and it is the place where Ladakh has established India's first dark sky reserve. MSC telescope will be known as the largest imaging Cherenkov telescope in Asia as well as the highest in the world for being installed at an altitude of 4,300 meters. It is indigenously built by Baba Atomic Research Center, Yangchan Dolmapur, Akashwani News from Leh Ladakh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Durga Puja festivities have reached its peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. In West Bengal, Mahashtami and Mahanavami are being celebrated with fervour. People are thronging different puja pandals to seek blessings of Goddess Durga. Now we go live to our correspondent Sushmita Mondal in Kolkata for more details. Sushmita, tell us what is the scenario at the Durga Puja festival in West Bengal?
Today is Mahashtami and Mahanavami of West Bengal's grandest festival, Durga Puja. The day started with Mahashtami Tithi, culminating in Mahanavami in the very morning. The rituals are being performed accordingly. Crowds dressed in their very best thronged the highly decorated pandals today also. Public transports are plying throughout the night on all puja days. The big budget pujas featured themes such as Sundarbans, water conservation, Bohurupi, and other social and cultural issues. The world famous Chandannagar decorative lighting added a sparkle to the festivities.
Thank you, Sushmita, for the update. In Tripura, the Kumari Puja celebration was held today on the auspicious occasion of Mahashtami. A report.
Kumari Puja serves as a reminder of the power, strength and virtues embodied by Goddess Durga. The celebration of Kumari Puja during Durga Puja dates back to the year 1898 when Swami Vivekanand worshipped a four-year-old girl as a goddess at the Kheer Bhavani Temple in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Later, in the year 1901, Swami Vivekanand introduced the Kumari Puja ritual at the Ramakrishna Math and Mission Headquarters in Belur Math, Kolkata. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
Reports of Durga Puja celebrations have also come in from various other states. The Reserve Bank of India has instructed all payment service providers, including all banks and non-bank entities, to review their payment systems and improve the accessibility of digital payment systems for persons with disabilities. A report.
In its notification, the RBI stated that all sections of the population, including differently abled persons, are increasingly adopting digital payment systems. To promote effective access, the RBI has directed all payment service providers, including banks and non-bank entities, to review their payment systems and devices for accessibility to persons with disabilities. Based on this review, they must implement necessary modifications such as updating point-of-sale machines to ensure they can be accessed and used by persons with disabilities with ease. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Income Tax Department has collected over 13,57,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25 so far. The collection includes personal income tax of over 7 lakh crore rupees and corporate tax of over 6 lakh crore rupees. Noel Tata has been unanimously appointed chairperson of Tata Trust, the philanthropic arm of the Tata Group, today. This decision was made during a board meeting following the passing of Ratan Tata on Wednesday at the age of 86. Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese group of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has won the Nobel Peace Prize 2024. The group, also known as Hibakusha, was recognized for its tireless efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. The award was announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo. India has expressed concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is continuing to monitor the situation closely and is concerned at the deteriorating security situation along the Blue Line. The ministry added that inviolability of UN premises must be respected by all and appropriate measures taken to ensure the safety of UN peacekeepers and the sanctity of their mandate. Tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border have escalated dramatically as Israeli forces targeted the main base of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon for the second time in 2 days. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The European Union has also strongly condemned these actions, demanding accountability from Israel and emphasizing that there is no justification for attacking peacekeepers. United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon has stated that deliberately targeting UN personnel violates the international humanitarian law and Security Council resolutions, which was established in the year 2006 to end hostilities between Hezbollah and Israel. These attacks on UNIFIL positions mark the third consecutive day that peacekeepers have been reported Israeli fire on their positions, occurring against the backdrop of Israel's ongoing conflict with Hezbollah. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In the ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have set a target of 83 runs before Australia at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE. Pakistan were all out for 82 runs in 19.5 overs. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bowl first. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Laos signed 6 agreements in various fields, including defense cooperation and customs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses East Asia Summit in Vientiane, calls for strengthening cooperation in areas of cyber, maritime and space. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commends Army for its high standards of operational preparedness and capabilities. India expresses concern over deteriorating security situation in Lebanon. Japanese atomic bomb survivors group Nihon Hidankyo to get Nobel Peace Prize 2024. And Navratri celebrations in full swing across the country. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.